Karabosa Gurvachop, all is good. Today's daf is Sota, daf Lamed Ches. We're here at the bottom of Lamed Zayin of Abayis by the Mishnah. Today's daf is almost entirely about Birkas Kohanim, which obviously more halacha l'maisa in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz La'aretz, although, if I'm not mistaken, there are Sephardi shuls who do duchen every single day in Chutz La'aretz. Either way, something that's nogea, but not necessarily, it depends on where you are, will indicate whether how relevant it is. But definitely halacha l'maisa today. So it says the Mishnah, Birkas Kohanim. Ketzad, what's the deal with Birkas Kohanim? So b'medina, and that obviously does not mean the state, right? That means outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's a discussion in the Rishonim whether that means outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yishalayim. But Pashas, this is outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Omer Osa Shalosh Brachos, you say those three brachos, right, that are written in the Pesukim, Pashas Baaloslo. Pashas Baaloslo? Parshas Naso? I don't remember. Okay, either way, the three psukim that you're familiar, right, you say it in three different brachos, and then everybody says amen afterwards. So, but Mikdash, though, in the Beis HaMikdash, then Bracha Achas, you would say it just in one straight thing, as Rashi says over here, Lefish ain't onin amen, but Mikdash, in Zerach Kan Shem Hefsek, right, you don't need to separate between the psukim. Right, there's no amen, so basically Tachlis is they would just say the entire thing straight through. But Mikdash Omer as Hashem kik sago. In Beis HaMikdash, they would say, as Rashi says, B'yod hey, right? Yod hey vav hey. Yod hey vav hey, straight up, as it's written. But Medina, outside of Beis HaMikdash, so then be kinuyov, the way we say it, right? Ado, right? As Rashi says, Ba'alef Dalet. But Medina, right? In Eretz Yisrael, Kohanim nosim as yodem kineged kisvehim, right? The Kohanim lift their hands up to their shoulders and not higher. But with Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, Agabe Roshehim, they lift it even over their heads. Chutz me Kohen Gadol she'ino magbia es yado l'malim min ha'chutz, except the Kohen Gadol, right, who is not allowed, min ha'tzitz, rather, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to lift his hands over the tzitz, as Rashi says over here, b'nei ha'shem kosuv alav, because the shem Hashem is written on it, so you couldn't lift his hands over the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi says, no, af Kohen Gadol magbia yado l'malim min ha'tzitz, no, even the Kohen Gadol could do it, shem ha'zbos says, v'yisa Aaron es yadov el ha'am v'yivarachim, that Aaron lifted up his hands. And it's implying that was an exception, whether he could actually lift his hands over the tzitz in that scenario. Tana Rabbanan, we'll learn the Braisa. We're going to bring a bunch of drashos with this positive Ko Savarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Right, Daberel Aaron Rabbel Banavle Mar Ko Savarchu es b'nei Yisrael. That's a psukim, yeah, no. So before Birkas Kohanim, we're going to bring a bunch of things that we learned from this positive. So first drasha, Balashan Hakodesh has to be in Hebrew. How do you know? Maybe it should be in any language. Right, we have a drasha, we have a gzeirah shavah, right, we connect kosavarchu, birkas kohanim, to har grizim and har evil. They both have the word baruch. Right, just like har grizim har evil, we're in Hebrew, we did that already. And so too over here by Birkas Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ainu tzarich." Right, forget all this stuff. You don't need it. Harei Omer, the pasuk says, "Ko." Right, like this. Right, Ashe Omer, but Lashon Hazeh. Right, this is how you have to bless Bnei Yisrael. Right, in this exact lashon. Tanidach, another brisa says, "Ko Savarchu." What do you learn from that pasuk? Ba'amida has to be standing. Ata Omer ba'amida, I know I'll be afil b'yeshiva. Maybe you can do it sitting. So Gemara says, "Yeah." Never kan Ko Savarchu, but never lahalan ila yamdu. Right, they should stand. Right, just like over there, they were standing. So too, we do Birkas Kohanim standing. Rabbi Nelson says, no, ainu tzarich. Forget that drasha. I don't need that because Harei Omer, the pasuk says, the sharuso levarich bishmal. To do service and to bless in his name, ma mishareis b'amida, af mevarch b'amida. Just like sherus. Meaning doing avodah Beis HaMikdash is standing. So too over here, Birkas Kohanim is standing. Mishares gufa minalan. How do you know that to be Mishares in the Beis HaMikdash is standing? Dechtiv, because the pasuk says simply, right, la'amod l'shares, right, you got to stand and to do avodah in the Mishkan in Beis HaMikdash. Tani idach, another brisa. Kosov aruchu. What does that pasuk teach us? Benesias kapayim, right, you got to lift your hands. Alta omer. Sorry, alta omer. Maybe you don't need to. That Aaron lifted up his hands and he blessed them. So right, so too, right, over here you have to do Nesias Kapayim. Sorry. The Kasha Lila Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan had the following Kasha. Problem is, right? If you're connecting, right, the whole Birkas Kohanim to what Aharon did, right, by all those people that we've been talking about, that Aharon stepped up and blessed them, etc. Or that was by the Chumkas HaMishkan. So maybe you should only have Berkas Kohanim with the Kohen Gadol. And it was also, by the way, it was on Rosh Chodesh. And it should be Avodah Tzibur. It should also be, right, doing some sort of Avodah Mesamikdash, whatever it is. Right on the Chanukah Mishkan, Safkan Kohen Gadol Rosh Chodesh with the Tzibur. Maybe that's the only time, right, that you do Berkas Kohanim. Rabbi Nassan says in Tzarech. So Rabbi Nassan says, forget it. We don't need that drasha because Harei Omer Hu Uvanav Kol Hayamim. Right, Aaron and his sons right throughout the days. Ramakish Banav Lo. We connect Aaron's sons to him. Right, Mahu Benesis Kapayim Laf Banav Benesis Kapayim. Right, just like Aaron did it, so to his children. Can do it as well. Uksiv in the pasuk says Kol Hayamim. It says you should do it all the days, right? Every day. V'itkish bracha l'sheirus, and we connect right the bracha right to the sheirus, right? The brachas and to connect to the avodas beis hamikdash, right? So that means it's not only Rosh Chodesh, right? And it's not only what was the last one in avodas tibor, right? Not only when they're doing sheirus, when they're doing avodas beis hamikdash, but also they can also do it outside. Okay, fine. Tanya Yidach, another Brisa says, Kosav Aruch was Bnei Yisrael. What do we learn with that? B'Shem HaMeforash. She said it with Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Straight up, as the Kohen Gadol didn't base HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, right? Say Yud Hei, right? As B'Shem HaVaya. That's Omer B'Shem HaMeforash. Ha'eno Ela B'Kinoi. How do you know? Maybe it means you should really say it, but B'Shem Avnus. If you look at Tosus over here, interesting, fascinating, that he quotes a shita that says a kinoi, then a nickname, right? When we use it, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, right? We say not Hashem, but we say Ado and then Nun Yud, right? That's what's called a kinoi. It's a nickname. We don't want to say the Shem HaMeforish, right? The holy name when we're doing random things. That's how we say brachos. Interestingly enough, Tosus quotes a shita over here that a kinoi is anything that is not Yud Kei Vav Kei, like Kale or Elokim or Hashem Tzrakos. Right, the things that we know of to be Shem Hashem, but not to be the Shem Hashem. It's fascinating, right? Havamina, because as Ratosa says right away, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Why in the world will we switch the pasuk, right? And the pasuk says, right, Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Well, we're going to say Yivrecha Kael v'yishmerecha, Yivrecha Elokim v'yishmerecha. That's a different pasuk, right? You're changing the pasuk. It's not just some sort of nice thing that we're saying. You should have a long life, whatever. The Birkas Kohanim, they use an actual pasuk mamish. So how in the world would you mean a kinoi, right? We change the so we know that all over Torah, right? There's a difference between Hashem, Elokim, right? But getting a Parshas Va'era, right? All these names of Hashem, Mekel Shakai, right? All these names indicate different things. So how in the world would you have a Havamina to change the name? Okay, fascinating. So Tosa says, as you might imagine, right? The kinoi that we know, right, that you might assume, right, is the Shem Adnos, right, Aleph Dalid, and then Nun Yud. That's how we would pronounce it. Okay, either way, so he says, Kos Baruch Hu B'nei Yisrael, that means B'Shem HaMeforash. So how do you know? So Tamal Omer, Pasuk says, V'Samuas Shemi, right, put my name, right, on Al B'nei Yisrael, Shemi HaMiyuchadli, right, put my special name, right, on B'nei Yisrael. Aye, so why don't we do that? Yochol Af B'Gvulin, maybe you should do that even outside the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not sure why the Gemara uses the word Gvulin, as opposed to what the Mishnah used, Medina. But okay, either that's the same connotation, right? You might have thought you should do it even outside the Beis Hamikdash. Cain, so Nemar Kan Ush V'Samuel Shmi V'Nemar Lahalan Lasum Es Shemo Sham. Right, that pasuk is about the Beis Hamikdash, right? The Kosh Baruch Hu is going to dwell in for the Shechina, right, in the Beis Hamikdash. So Malahalan Beis Bechira Afkan Beis Bechira. Right, just like that pasuk is also talking about the Beis Hamikdash, so too over here, right, you only use the Shem HaMeforash, like we saw in the Mishnah, right, in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yoshi says, you don't need all that. Harehu Omer pasuk says, Bechol Makom, Asher Azkiras Shemi, Avo Elecha, Verechticha. Right, any place where you mention my name, I'll come to you and I'll bless you. Bechol Makom Sagat Daitach, you might have thought, everywhere, literally everywhere, we should use the Shem HaMeforash. So no, Ela Mikrazem Mesurasu. No, you have to learn this pasuk backwards. Meaning any place where I come and I will bless you, i.e. in the Beis HaMikdash, Shom, over there, that's when you can mention my name. So where are we talking about? That's the Beis HaMikdash. So Shom Askir Shemi, Beis HaMikdash, so that's where you can mention as kind of jump the gun a little bit. But so too, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where you can mention the name Yirkei Vavkei. Tani Yidach, another Brisa. Kos Varuch Hu's B'nai Yisrael. What do we learn from this pasuk? Ainli Elo B'nai Yisrael. That teaches me that you should bless the Berkas Kohanim for a regular B'nai Yisrael. Gerim, Nashim, Avadim, Shechorim. What about women? What about converts? What about freed slaves? Right, who all obviously have a status of a full Jew. Right, so Minayin, how do you know that that's included? Tamalom, right, therefore the pasuk says, Emor Lahem. I say to them, Lakulu, right, to everybody. Tanya Yidach, another brisa says, Kosuarhu, what does that mean? So this is a pretty important halacha that people don't necessarily, I guess, are aware of. Panim keneged panim. It has to be face-to-face, meaning the Kohanim, right, turn their backs to the Aron, but the Kahal, the congregation also should be facing the Kohanim. They shouldn't be turned away. They shouldn't be turned around. Right? Again, normally if you're davening by yourself, so that's very easy to do, but when you have kids, and you're right under the talus, it's not always so pleasant, right, to have your face or your body towards the Kohanim. So Omer, anyway, Omer Panim Keneged Panim. Oh, you know, Ela Panim Keneged Orif. How do you know that means Panim Keneged Panim? How do you know? Maybe it should be. Maybe they should be turned around, like the Chazan is, right? In the beginning of the shul, right in front of the shul, the whole congregation is facing his back. Stam Lomer, therefore, the Pesuk says, and more Lahem, speak to them. How do you speak? Right, Godem, Homer, the Chaveru, like people converse, right? They talk to each other, right? So that's how Berkos Kohanim should be given over. Tani Yidach, another Brisa, Kosu Arhu, what does that teach me? Bekol Ram, has to be out loud. Oh, Eino, Ela Balachash, or some Kohanim take this very seriously, like very, very loud. Right? Adam, maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe it should be done quietly. So Talmud Lomer, therefore, the Pesuk says, Emor Lahem, Godam Shomer L'Chaveru, again, same Joshua. Right? Just like a person is talking to his friend, right? You're not screaming in his face, but you should be talking to him, right? You're talking to him, excuse me, out loud. Now, a couple of halachos about Birkas Kohanim. One, we're going to keep, and one, as we'll see in a second, we don't. Am Ravai, Ravai says, Naktinon, L'Shnaim Kurin Kohanim, V'L'Echad Eino Kari Kohen. That to start off, right, Birkas Kohanim, right? Usually you have some guy in Shul that says Kohanim. Right, very often that's, you know, some very proud guy says Kohanim in a very loud voice. That's only if there are two Kohanim there. If there's only one Kohen there, so then he just starts Berkos Kohanim without the announcement. And Amar's Buzik says, and more Lahem, right, say to them, right, the Shnayim to two of them. Okay. If Amar Ruchisa says, Naitinan Kohen, Kori Kohanim, Ve Yisrael Kori Kohanim. And Ruchisa says, and this we don't pass like as we'll see in a second, then only another Kohen or a Kohen is allowed to say Kohanim. But not Yisrael. Shemar's pasuk says, "Amor lahem," right? Amira, Mishel lahem, right? One of them should do this amira, and Mishel lahem tehei, and it should be from one of them. So the halachas and halachas actually kavasi devai. Like I said, we follow the first halacha. The less halachas are kavasi de Ruchista, right? And we do not hold like Ruchista. Okay, fine. Now we're going to have a bunch of statements from Yeshua ben Levi. Most of them referring to Berkos Kohanim, but some of them a little bit. Slightly off topics. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Minayin she'akosh Baruch Hu mitavel Berkos Kohanim. How do you know that Akosh Baruch Hu it looks forward and wants Berkos Kohanim? Shemar's pasuk says, "V'samu l'shmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarachem." Right, put my name on bnei Yisrael and I will bless them. Meaning, it's like Hashem Himself, right? Is kiviyachol is looking forward to doing it right Himself. V'ani avarachem. Avram Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, "Kol kohen shemavarach misbarach." Any kohen who blesses is blessed himself. And if he doesn't, though, if he doesn't go up and do it, he himself is not blessed. Right? If I bless you, right, then you will be blessed as well. Kohen who doesn't go up the duchen, right, violates three mitzvahs asay. The first is kosav aruchu, emor lahem, and then v'samu eshmi, right, al bnei Yisrael, right, those three things, those three commandments, right, he would be over if he doesn't duchen. Rav Amar Rav says, well, not only that, but choshen shem ben grusha mechalutza, right, we're nervous, right, maybe this guy, right, he's ben grusha mechalutza, maybe he's a pasul kohen, and then Gemara says, a little pligi, and that's not actually a machlokes. Right, but had the salik leprakim, had the low salik leprakim, and they're just talking about different cases. If the guy salik leprakim, if he goes up once in a while, so then that's fine. But if he never goes up, low salik leprakim, he doesn't go up once in a while, so then we're concerned that maybe he is mamish apostle. If you look at Rashi over here, fascinating. Right? Rashi says leprakim. What's once in a while? What does that mean? Lechagim of muadim, right, on holidays, right, and ostensibly this is the. Ostensibly, this is the makar for, you know, duchening on holidays, right? Even though, right, we don't duchen in chutz la'aretz for whatever reason, but this is the makar that at least they should duchen on chagim. Okay, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi says, "Kol kohen she'eino ole ba'avoda shuv eino ole." This does not mean that a kohen who doesn't go up to do avoda mesamikdash will never go over again, but it would simply mean that a kohen who does not get up to the front of shul by avoda is modim. Right, by Ritzei, right, really Ritzei, right? When if a Kohen, right, again, we know that by Ritzei, the Kohanim start going up, right? So any Kohen who doesn't get up there in time, so Shuv and Ola, he should not further, he should not go up to Dochen. Shenemar, as you'll see in a second, we're going to qualify this. It doesn't mean you have to race up, right, and race the clock. You'll see in a second. It doesn't. There's no. I don't think there are like stampedes of Kohanim and Shul, right? As you'll see in a second. But anyway, if he doesn't get up in time, right, he shouldn't go up. Afterwards, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayisa Aaron aseidav ve'alam vayivarechem vayered me'asos achatas ve'olav v'ashlamim." Right, and then he went down. Right, mala halim ba'avoda afkam ba'avoda. But just like we're talking about the bracha is in the midst of avoda, which is avoda beis hamikdash, and we're talking about avoda here, but in Shemoneh Esrei. So too over here that's when the bracha happens. The Gemara says, "Ain't is that really true?" V'ha Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi salki. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi salki. Meaning they came afterwards. Meaning they went up. Meaning they were slow and they were delayed and they went to do Birkas Kohanim even after they had passed that part of Shemoneh Esrei. So Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Meikarahu Akri Karayu, right? They had kind of uprooted, literally means uprooted their legs, but they meaning they started walking when they got to the site, right? But Mimata, Lohavu Matu, but they hadn't gotten there. Meaning they took their time. They didn't run up and rush up. They started walking and they got there after, you know, after Modim in the middle or whatever it is. But as long as they started moving, then that's fine. Lo matu hazam, right? They didn't get to that point, right? Until later, and that was considered as if they left. So that's that, and then that's the minhag. That's what we have nowadays in the shul that the kohanim start moving up to dochen, right? When we get up to Ritzay. Okay, the tenor Rabbi Yoshia, just like we learned by Rabbi Yoshia, lo shanu ela shalu akaris ragel. Right? This is only true that you shouldn't go up if you're too late and if you haven't yet started moving. But right, if you started getting there, right, we're not going to penalize the older kohanim, right, who can't get there so fast. But we're gonna, you know, as long as they started getting up there, that's fine. With Nami, we also know have a Mishnah, okay, Mishnah Brachos, and we've talked to Shenose is Kapov, Chozul Tzvilaso Rashai. Yeah, the halacha is that if Imhevtachto, if he's concerned, if he's certain that if a kohen is chazan, for example, and the question is if he can duchen in the middle of Chazar Zashat. So if he's confident. Nowadays, this is not a shayla b'chalal because he has a sitter, but back in the day they didn't have so many sitter and not have so many printed reminders. So the Mishnah says that if he's confident that he can do duchening and then go back to be chazar zashatz, then rashai, then he's the kohen who is the chazan is allowed to duchen with everybody else. And like I said, nowadays that happens because you have a sitter to go back to. V'avinaban, and we explained halo akar. But what do you mean? He's not you know uprooting his feet to go up to the duchen. It's elo denad purta, so it means that he moved them a little bit. So chanami akar purta, so too over here, right? Like as long as you started moving your feet a little bit to get up to duchen, right? By ritzay, right? So then we are by avoda, so then that counts and you can go up and finish the job. V'amri Shub ben Levi. Rashi ben Levi says, "Ain nosin kushal bracha levarich el l'tov ayin." He says again, nothing to do with Berkas Kohanim, but he says we don't give someone to bench, right? If you're benching alakos, you don't let someone do the zimun, right? If he is, unless he is l'tov ayin, which means he's a bal tzedakah, right? He gives tzedakah. If you look at Rashi over here, sone betza v'gomli chesed m'mamonam. He does mitzvahs with their money, right? He gives tzedakah. He does chesed. Etc. Shneimar as the pasuk says, "Tov ayin hu yivorach ki nasan mi lachmo ladal." Right, he should do the bracha, and he gives from his lechem, from his money, right, ladal to those who are less fortunate. Alter ki yivorach elo yivorach. Okay, but don't say yivorach elo yivorach. V'amr Rishu ben Levi, minayin shafilu ofos makirim betzavi ayin. How do you know that even the birds know the people who are stingy with their money? Shneimar as the pasuk says, "Ki chinam mezorah hareshes beinei ba kol bal kanaf." That pasuk over here says that the guy is kind of tries to catch birds, but they're not able to, and the psukim over there are talking about someone who does not give tzedakah, or someone who is miserly with their money. V'amar Rishu ben Levi, call hanan mitari ayin over belav. Anybody who doesn't give out his money freely, that is over on an iser. Shneimar as the pasuk says, "Al tzedachem es lechem." Lechem ra ayin ki kol shar benasho ken who ochel echol or ochel echol. Not sure if that's okay. We should say yom alecha. Rav Nachman Yitzchakomer over b'shnei lavim. It's two yisurim because the pasuk there says al tilachem or al titao, meaning don't eat their bread and don't try and enjoy right what he has. Okay, fine. Rav Rishu ben Levi, Rishu ben Levi says in Egla Rufa. We're going to talk about Egla Rufa at the end of this mesechta, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with Sota. But in Egla Rufa ba ela b'shil tzarei ayin. Right, a person again. What's an Egla Rufa? Egla Rufa says you find a dead body in the middle of the street, or in the middle of the desert, or whatever. Lo nodami ikau, we don't know who killed him. So basically, the Zakenim from one town take out an Eglarufa, a calf, and they break the calf's neck by the Nachal, where the body was found. And they say, Yadeni Loshen Fkuz Adam Hazeh, they say, our hands did not spill this blood. Right? It's not our fault that this guy got killed. So the Shema is Pazakez, V'anu V'amru, Yadeni Loshen Fkuz Adam Hazeh, right? And the Pazakez, right? They say that we did not kill them. Right? This is the Beis Din, this is the Rabbanim, right, from the closest city, saying that we didn't kill this guy. Says the Gemara, V'chi al libenu. V'chi al libenu? Al libenu? I'm not sure. Meaning that either way, did you really think that these people are the ones who killed the guy? V'chi al libenu. Also, oh yeah, okay, fine. V'chi al libenu also. Did it even appear or think about on our hearts? Shizikne Beis Din Shokhim, Damim Him, right? What, the Beis Din is killing this guy? Ela no, lo boya biladinu patrunu. I mean, what they're testifying is we didn't meet this guy and then get rid of him. Meaning we didn't see him and leave him alone. What does that mean? We didn't send him away without food. Not with a funeral, but it means an escort, maybe without a company. Nor did we see him come and hang out and find out that he was leaving and say good luck and not send anybody with him. Meaning there are two things that they should have done and that they're saying that they didn't not do. Right? Meaning we didn't not supply him with food and we didn't not send him with an escort, with somebody to accompany him on his journeys. And that's what they are not guilty of doing. Obviously, we don't assume that they killed him, but we assume that if they sent him with some sort of company or whatever, right, the result of his trip might have been different. Okay, back to Berger's Kohen. Amar Adabar, Rabbi Siloy. Beis HaKnesset, Shekula Kohanim, what do you do if the whole shul is Kohanim? I've never been in a shul like that, obviously, because I'm in Yisrael. But what happens if the entire shul is a Kohen, or Kohanim? So Kulam Olim Duchen, they all go up. And they do the duchening, they do Berkas HaKohanim. The Gemara says, Lamim of Archen, okay, but who's there left for them to bless? Amar Abzira Lachayim, Shabbos Adot. They're blessing the people in the field. So, Aini, the Gemara says, really, that's really true. Vatani, Abba Brederav, Minyamin Barchio. We learned that Am Shachori HaKohanim, Einam Bichlal Bracha. That if anybody's behind the Kohanim, right, it's kind of hard to imagine in our shuls nowadays where they kind of go up to the Aron Kodesh, but for whatever reason, right, let's say you're davening in the middle of the street or etc. When there are people behind the Kohanim, right? We said you have to be face to face. So if you're behind the Kohanim, you're not getting the bracha. That's why sometimes you'll see people, right, who daven in the very front of the shul. If you ever have a shul that's structured where you have seats all the way at the front, so sometimes you'll see people come back towards the bima for Berkas Kohanim. Why? Because you have to be behind the Kohanim, or really in front of the Kohanim rather, to get the bracha. So Kohanim says, no, lo kasha. So how can you tell me that the people, if the shul is full of Kohanim, they're blessing the people in the fields? People in the fields, where people in the fields are nowhere near here. So Kohanim says, lo kasha, hada nisi, hada lo da nisi. The question is, if they're honest, if they're working and they can't come to shul, so then they get the bracha. But if you're in shul and you're in front of the Kohanim, or behind the Kohanim, you don't move to go face to face, so then you don't get the bracha. V'atani Rabbi Shimi Mibirta Dishichore. That's the name of a place, if I'm not mistaken. So he said, based on Knesset Shekula Kohanim, right? If the shul is fully Kohanim, Miktzasen Olin Miktzasen Onin Amin. So he says, one second, hold on. We learned from Rabbi Shimi that if you have a shul that's entirely Kohanim, so you split it half and half. Half of them go up and dochen, the rest of them sit and say Amen. So he says, Lokasha Hadishtair Beyasara Hadalo Ishtair Beyasara. The question is, how many people, right, are left? Right? If there are 10 people left and to get the bracha, so that's enough, right? That's already chashuv that they're gonna say Amen, so they stay behind. But if you don't have 10 people, right, let's say there are 15 people in the shul and all of them are Kohanim, if you can't get 10 people, or I guess probably 12, right? That's the number. However you work it out, if you don't have 10 people left after the Kohanim go up, so then they would Then they should all go up, because that's not enough. That's not chashuv enough to be considered and to be shaykh, so that everybody should go give the bracha. Okay, we'll do some more tomorrow. But we'll do some more Berkas Kohanim tomorrow. It's not as long of a daf today, not as long as today. Tomorrow, all right. Whatever that is. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.